Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 65, verse 9. You take care of the earth and water it, making it rich and fertile. The river of God has plenty of water. It provides a bountiful harvest of grain, for you have ordered it so. These days, less than 2% of the population works in agriculture, so for most of us, harvesting feels a world away from our everyday lives. In pre-industrial society, most people were involved in agriculture, and harvest was a massive communal activity. It was desperately hard work as well, and the lives of agricultural workers were intimately bound up with the rhythms of the seasons. It's no wonder that many of the Psalms make reference to harvesting. Our circumstances are very different, but we're still dependent on the work of our farmers, and I'm delighted that most churches hold harvest festivals every year. They remind us that our food, however it comes to us, is a gift from God. This is a good moment to focus our attention on our farmers. It's well known that the rate of suicide is high among those who work on the land. The pressures upon them at any time are many, and these have been exacerbated by the changes in our climate and the increase of extreme weather events. Isolation is a pervasive problem, and many farmers live with constant financial insecurity. It's good for us to give thanks for the amazing contribution that our farmers make and to pray for God's blessing upon them. Before anything else, the harvest encourages us to look to God, whose hand provides our food. Our heavily processed and cleverly packaged food will often give the impression that it's man-made, but it isn't. It comes to us from our loving Creator, who deserves our worship and thanksgiving. So let me ask you a question. How are you going to celebrate God's gift of the harvest later this year? And now let me pray with you. Thank you, loving God, for the gift of our food. We praise you for all those who work so hard to bring it to us. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.